We're up to Perek Dalet. That's page 118 in the 118 in the Art Scroll, Shar HaBitochon. Okay. He starts now very interesting, a little bit different, I think. Dealing with the Inyan of Bitochen. And it starts by saying, Aval hadvorim shechayov hamamin liftoyach bohem al habeire yisale. That sentence is chock full. It says the things, those areas of life, that there's a chiyuv on the mamin, on a person who's a mamin, to trust Hashem in these areas, which means that if a person is a ma'amin, then he's mechuyev in bitochen in these areas. And then this becomes like a Shulchan Aruch, tells us every area of life in such minute, but in such detail, in this area, and this, and this, and in religious things, spiritual things, in physical things, material things, goes through everything as if it was a Shulchan Aruch saying, hey, you should know, if you're a ma'amin, if you're not a ma'amin, I don't know, it's not shaykh to have bitochen, because we know if you don't believe in Hashem, you don't believe he's involved, you don't believe he's all powerful, and you don't believe he's molei chesed barachamim, then how could you have bitochen? But once you are a ma'amin, you believe, then you're mechuyev to internalize it into a sense of confidence and peace of mind and just knowing everything is going to work out and it's going to be good and I'm trusting him and that relaxes me and that calms me and gives me the confidence in the future. That is a chiyuv that emanates from the fact that you're a ma'amin. So, you know, if you're not a ma'amin, then you can't do it. You're potter in a sense. You're just, you're potter. You're not potter for being not a ma'amin. You have to be a ma'amin. But the mitzvah bitochen is only relevant to a person who's a ma'amin. Okay. But then he goes, and I want to point out something else. He says, chayuv liftoach. It seems, according to the Chovas HaLevavos, and maybe that's why he mentions all of these different things that he's going to mention, because it seems that it's an obligation, not a reshus. For example, one would say, parnosa. Okay, because he's going to talk about your health. He's going to talk about your parnosa. He's going to talk about your family. So I think, hey, listen here. This is my life. I could choose if I wish to have bitochen or not. You know, if I don't want to have bitochen on my parnosa, that's my problem. I go to work and, first of all, I think I'll get it. And second of all, it's my business. Don't get involved in my business. Don't tell me I have to have bitochen. The Chovas HaLevavos says clearly, in those areas of life where you are involved, there's an obligation to have bitochen. It isn't just a reshus. It isn't just a beautiful midah. It's very nice to be so pious and to put your trust in Hashem. But really, I'll decide. I do want it. I don't want it. It makes no difference to me. It does. No, there are areas of life, and it seems to encompass an enormous amount of those areas that you're obligated to have bitochen Hashem. Because, and the truth of the matter is, why should that be? Well, I think there are two things that affect that. Number one, and this I say over and over again, and I think it's so important. Hashem wants us to have everything in life. He wants us to have every blessing, every good, and every drop of our heart's desires. Everything. If I want a small piece of chewing gum, then Hashem wants that. And if I don't have the chewing gum and I have tzar, then kaviyochol, behold, saros abloy tzar, he has tzar together with me. This is the very basic concept that we have to have. So Hashem wants me to have everything. So therefore he says, listen, sometimes you'll get things because you deserve it. Sometimes you may not deserve it. But if you have bitochen, you'll be able to get it because bitochen takes us. Afilu rosha ubeteach b'Hashem chesed yisoyim benu. Even if a person is a rosha, Chazal say, they base it on the posuk, we discussed this, Rabbi machoivim la rosha v'abeteach b'Hashem chesed yisoyim benu. Afilu rosha ubeteach b'Hashem chesed yisoyim benu. So So therefore Hashem wants you to have say, wants us to have bitachon, because he wants us to get everything that we want, and not always will we be deserving. That's the same reason that he gave a mitzvah of tefillah. He wants us to pray, because you'll pray, you'll get the things you want, even though you didn't deserve them up front. And that's really what Hashem wants. But I would like to take this one step further and say that there's another reason why he's so makpid that we pray, that we have bitachon on all of the life needs and issues and family and parnosa and everything that we have in life. I think the other reason is that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to connect with him, because the greatest pleasure that he can give us in this world is the connection to Hashem. David HaMelech said, Vani kirvas Elokim li toiv. Do you know what the definition of toiv, of good, is for me? Closest to Hashem. The closer to Hashem I am, the more peace of mind, the more confidence, the more fulfillment, the more validation, the more happiness, the more purpose in life. I'm connected to the Bir Yoylam. It's so powerful. I'll never forget, it's many years we're doing this. I may have mentioned this story once, but I was once invited to give a session for teachers who were leaving Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, to go start a day school in Budapest. And there hadn't been a day school in Budapest for the last 40 years at the time. And I walked in, and the speaker before me was talking, and he concluded his speech. He says, remember, don't mention God, because Hashem has been absent from Budapest for the last 40 years. And I was quite annoyed by this statement. I thought it was ridiculous. And when my turn came, Baruch Hashem, the other speaker had left already, so I didn't have to, argue with him. I said, I'll tell you the truth. I think not only you should mention Hashem, you should talk to them about having a relationship with Hashem. And I remember one of the teachers, they asked me, what do you do if they laugh at you? And I said, I'll tell you the truth. I've been lecturing to secular audiences, maybe at the time it was for 25 years, I don't remember, about relationship with Hashem. No one ever asked. To the contrary, they're all jealous. Everybody wants that. The human being, the Tzelem Elokim, craves connection with his source, with his role model, with where he comes from. And the Mela, that everybody wants this. So Bitochin is Hashem's way of giving us the greatest connection to him, the greatest Hanor. However, I was supposed to learn Chavis Alvavis in the meantime. I'm making old Russia over here. Forgive me. However, there's another point that he wants us to connect with him, but he knows the secret of the human side of us. The best connection is through the needs, the material needs of life. If I only connect on a spiritual level, then there's something missing, because my body, my goof, my material existence, my material surroundings are pulling me in a different direction. But when I know that I need to connect with Hashem in order to have my parnosa, in order that my family should be taken care of, in order to make sure that I have a job, in order to make sure that I'm healthy, in order to all these things that the Chavis Avos is going to list. So, hey, now I'm motivated for this bitochon, because this is what's going to get me the things, the material, the emotional, the psychological, the physical desires that I have in life. So I think that's all part of it, why Hashem is, why the Chavis Avos tells us in Hashem, there's a chiyuv to have bitochon, because bitochon, especially in all of life's needs and desires and my entire material, physical, and spiritual existence, that will help me to get closer and closer to Hashem and motivate me, because I truly want and I truly need the things that I'm trusting in Hashem. Okay, I think enough about that. Let's see what he says. So he says like this, those things that the Maamin has to trust Hashem, there's two types. He brings it down into broad categories before he breaks down the categories. The things that have to do with Olam Hazeh and the things that have to do with Olam Habo. There are certain things that are the Maaseh, certain the Avot. All of these we need to have bitochem. Now, I don't know for sure, because I don't see anything specific in terms of strengthening bitochem by breaking it down into two categories. But I would imagine that since this is a halachic dissertation telling me all the areas with which I have to have bitochem, I would imagine that some organization is helpful. It allows me to process everything better because I know in which category they fall. So that, you know, it's a sort of an identifying thing. So say, there's two categories. There are things about this world that you have to have bitochem, and things about the next world. So it gives me a certain sense of what I'm doing. It's not just all coming at me, at once. Says v'divrei ha'olam hazeh yechol kol shnei chalokim, and those things that have to do with this world are also divided into two. Echo mehem inyonei ha'olam l'toy alois ha'olam hazeh. In the things about this world, there are things that are for the purpose and benefits of this world. V'hashen hasheni. And then there are things in this world that I do in order to have benefit in the next world. So that too, even though the things that are in this world, there's two types. There's the stuff I do in this world for the benefits of this world. There's the stuff I do in this world for the benefit of the next world. Now, let's get back to the things that are for a benefit in this world. Those are in three major categories, which are echad mehem to elas gufay bilvad. One is the benefit for my body, my physical existence. My, I guess that's including my health and my diet and I assume everything that has to do with that. Okay, hasheni to elas tarpoy v'sibas oinoy umine kinyonov. He says the second one is the benefits for my sustenance, my parnosa. I guess that which I have to live for the food and everything else, that not the body, but the food and the rent and whatever expenses I have for living expenses, and the cause of his wealth and the different types of acquisitions that he has. That's another area where I need bitochon in the olam hazeh area. Bashlishi toy alois b'nei beisoy, the benefits of my family. Ishto, his wife, Kroivov, his relatives, Oyavov, those who his loved ones, Oyavov, and his enemies. That's very strange. We have to see what that is. Umishu lamala mimen, umishu lamata, whoever's above him, whoever's below him, bekitos b'nei odom, in the different categories of people. Now, so here he specifies, and I think once again, he's not leaving any opportunity to miss an opportunity to have bitochen. I think we maybe sometimes underestimate the emphasis and the chashivus that's put on having bitochen. Over here, it seems the concern is such that I want it to be very clear. You have to have bitochen on the nyoni haguf, bitochen on the nyoni haparnos of ha-sustenance, and in your family, your wife, your relatives, your beloved ones, and even bitochen, I guess, in your enemies. Why that's included in b'nei beisoy, I don't know exactly, but this is what it is. So there's nothing left to question. There's nothing left to ignore. It's very clear we need bitochen in every one of these things. Now, What this really does is it really reminds me and says to me, hey, you know, bitochen is really the central focus of my existence. When I talk about my own physical health and my body, I have to have bitochen Hashem, who'll take care of it. When I talk about my business, my parnosa, I have to have bitochen Hashem. When I talk about my family, my relatives, I have to have bitochen Hashem, who'll take care of it. It really enables me to find so many different lines to connect with Hashem through my bitochen, because it's almost like everything in my life. You know, if I was mechuyev, let's say bitochen for parnosa. Okay, so I wake up in the morning, I think about my parnosa, it finished. But no, this is all encompassing. My body, my physical needs, that's all day long. You know, my parnosa, the sibas, the things I have to do to in order to get it, and the type of acquisitions I make. And then my family, and my wife, my relatives, my beloved ones, all of this forces us into this situation of bitochen, which is really where Hashem wants us to be, and really what we want to be. But it goes further. What about all the things in this world that are for the benefit of the next world? That's also shnei chalokim. One of them is the obligations of the hearts and the hearts and the limbs of the body. Those things that I'm focusing only on Hashem, and I'm not doing this for my own benefit or to avoid hezek. The things I have to do with my bodily actions that I do that I can't do with anybody else, like stokog milas chesed, without anybody else. Stokog milas chesed, limur hachochmo, uletzavis patoiv, command people to do good, ulehazim in or ulezor min hara, and to stay away from evil. These are things that are also part of my bitochoin obligation. And he says, these are things that you do need, or I guess many of them, I don't know about all of them, to be together with other people as well. So here again, we have the entire gamut of almost of human activity, of human existence. And the Chovas HaBovas is telling us the chiyuv of bitochoin is for each and every one of these aspects of our life, which really means that a person is going to be spending so much of his time in his koyach focused on Hashem, which is really what the Torah wants, really what Hashem wants, because that's the greatest source of accomplishment and the greatest thrill and pleasure and source of validation for us. So this is the program. We've mentioned this, I'm sure. We say in davening, as Semach Tovir Abducha, when we ask that the Mashiach should rise and come forth and do the Geula, we have hoped for your Yeshua Hashem, for your salvation, call all day long. It doesn't say kol yom, all day, b'chol yom. It says kol hayom, which means all day long. The pristine shlemus of a Jew, in the real sense, the way he's supposed to be, is that he's always focused on Hashem. He shivisi Hashem lenegdi somit. He sees Hashem in front of him. Whatever it is, if it's my family I'm taking care of, I need Hashem. If it's my job I'm taking care of, I need Hashem. If it's taking care of my acquisitions, my assets, I need Hashem. If it's my physical body and my exercise and whatever else I do, I need Hashem. So he's constantly thinking, and not just thinking, the greatest thought. Thoughts are very cheap. They come and go. But he's putting his reliance on Hashem, that all of these critical aspects of my life, both the ruchnius and the gashmius, everything, I'm all dependent upon you. And that's lishuoscho kivinu. We hope for your Yeshua. Kol hayoim, all day long, not just once a day, not just each day, which really surrounds us with this sense of bitochon. Let's continue a little bit. And the bitochon for those things that have to do with the next world are also broken down into two. One is the reward or the punishment that I'm worthy of getting for what I do in this world. And the second one is a special chesed that Hashem has for all the good people for Olam Haba. Let's see what he means by this. This always confused me. Those areas that we trust Hashem, they break down into seven sections. ha'odam bilvad. One, my physical needs, my body. Second one is my parnosa, making sure that I have what to live from. Shlishi and yoni ishto bono v'kroiv v'abov oyavov. That's what he just said before. That's my family. Ravi chayves halavovis voyvorim shu misyachid v'taloson v'cheskoson. He says the one is chayves voyvorim, the actions that I have to do, physical actions, and trust Hashem to help me with them. Chamishi chayves oyvov. Oh, now I'm sorry. Chayves halavovis. I'm sorry. The fourth one is chayves halavovis. The option, the actions, the obligation I have in my heart, like emuna, like bitochen, like avas Hashem, like yiras Hashem, like avas abriyos, all of these things that are about my, what's my heart, I have to have bitochen. Then the next one is chavis chavorim, the physical actions that I have to do. Shatolik, okay. The sixth one is the for the reward in olam haba, it's going to come according to your actions in this world. And the seventh one is gmul olam haba shariya. Then there's the olam haba, not that I earn in this world, but the chelik that I get in the next world, which Hashem gives me out of His chesed and love. Morav tuvcho asher tzafanta liraecho po alto lachosim boch neged bnei odom. That this is an indication of the good that Hashem has stored and has awaiting for us in olam haba. But I find this fascinating. First of all, the repetition again of the same thing. It seems that we underestimate the extent of direct connection that we should have with Hashem. Even about my status in Olam Haba, I'm sitting here now and I'm thinking, I'm trusting Hashem that He's going to lead me to do the right things. I'm going to have the right opportunities to do mitzvahs. And with those opportunities to do mitzvahs, I'm going to be rewarded with the Netzach Nitzochim, with the eternal rewards in the eternal world. All of this, it's like, it's I'm surrounded by the thoughts of Hashem. I really should go and get it and show it to you. But I have somebody brought me back from Eretz Yisrael, I think it's on olive wood, they make these little signs. So it's a little tefillah in Yiddish that the chont, so la roiskein, should be so delicious, the chont, in honor of the Shabbos and in honor of the guests. A little tefillah for the chont. You know, everything in our lives, if we connect it with Hashem, then the benefits are enormous. Number one, if we're trusting Hashem, Hashem will deliver. Number two, we're feeling a tremendous sense of menuchas hanefesh in everything I do. You know, let's say if I trust Hashem in my parnosa, I don't trust Hashem in my physical being or in my, or many people, you know, the parnosa they're not too worried about, but when it comes to their family, they're neurotic. They're worried about things that are very, very extreme sometimes. Then I'm oismensch. I'm not living in that idyllic state of bitochen. But if every aspect of my existence, whether it's my health, whether it's my wealth, whether it's my job, whether it's my family, whether it's my mitzvahs beinol machaverim, whether it's my chavis alvavis, whether it's the chavis ayborim, whether it's just the concern about my matzav in the next world, all of that is, so it's constantly, that one might think it's a little too much pressure all day long, but it's to the contrary, because what is the bitochen? The bitochen is menuchas hanefesh, I'm not worried about it. There's nothing to worry about. Everything is in Hashem's hands. I'm trusting that He's going to take care of everything. Hashem loves me. I'm not worried about maybe I'm not worthy, because even if I'm not worthy, Hashem responds when you turn to Him and you put yourself in His hands. So it's really this idyllic life of total menuchas hanefesh, of total tranquility and peace of mind, and a massive, all-encompassing sense of connection to Hashem, which is truly a spiritual uplift of the highest order, and a psychological benefit in terms of the peace of mind, and a physical benefit in terms of the fact that a person who puts his trust in Hashem will not be disappointed. In all of those areas that I put my trust, I will not be disappointed. And that's also interesting too, that even in Olam Haba, you know, sometimes we try to forget about it, but it's too far away, we think. But even Olam Haba, I'm trusting Hashem. He's going to help me to do what I have to do in this world so that I should be assured and the eternal bliss. And I think that is something that's also very, very powerful. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. There's a lot I don't understand, but the Hashishi, the sixth one, you're getting rewards Olam Haba for what you're doing here. Isn't that very similar to Pirkei Avos, like opposite? Like you're not supposed to assume, you're not supposed to work here just for the reward from Hashem. It's like, it seems like that's what you're doing.
Very good. Very excellent question. So I would say like this. The question is, here it says you're going to use your bitochon to focus on the benefits, on the reward you're going to get in Olam Haba for the actions you do here. And we know in Pirkei Avos, we're told that we shouldn't serve Hashem on Menas LeKabel Pras, shouldn't serve Hashem for the reward and the benefit he's giving us. Now, I would say we have to divide the two as follows. My motivation in serving Hashem is not for reward. I want to serve Hashem because that's the right thing to do, because Hashem told me, because I love him, because of HaKoras HaToiv, he's given me life, he created life only to do chesed, and especially, look at the extent of the chesed, that his whole chesed is that he wants me to have good. So I want to serve Hashem. Now, that's in terms of the motivation of my action. But in terms of the results, everybody is supposed to be concerned that he's going to have Olam Haba. I don't want the Olam Haba to influence me as I'm doing the action. I don't want to do it for that purpose, but to strive for Olam Haba. Everybody wants that. It's like, that's the closest level to come to Hashem. That's really what Hashem wants for me. The Messiah Hashem says the ultimate pleasure of the connection to Hashem is in Olam Haba, because it doesn't have the distractions of parnosa, of my physical things, of my food, of my this. It's none of that. It's the neshama. So I say they're two separate things. I think in terms of the actions that and the motivations that motivate my action, it's pure and not for any benefit. But in terms of thinking of my life, not my actions, but trusting Hashem, I trust Hashem that I'll be able to have Olam Haba, because that's ultimately what he wants. And that's ultimately the greatest closest to Hashem, which is something that I certainly have a right to strive for. So I just have to keep the actions, I kept these thoughts out of the actions, and just keep them in the sort of after the fact or dealing with the Olam Haba, not focused on the specific actions. I think that would be the answer to that. Anyway, okay, I think maybe we'll leave it at this. It's a bit overwhelming, but I think we should realize that in reality, what it really is a formula for total tranquility. Because imagine, let's say a person in business, he doesn't have so much bitochon, has a lot of tension. When he comes home at night, for my family, that's okay, things are going well. But he takes out the tension on his family. And that's a very well-known phenomenon. I mean, everybody knows that can happen. So the fact that I have menuchas ha-nefesh at home doesn't necessarily mean anything, because if I don't have menuchas ha-nefesh at work, then I'm going to end up being angry and nervous and frustrated, and so I take it out of my family. So we really need everything. If my total being is complete menuchas ha-nefesh, just, there isn't one aspect of my, in other words, there's not one aspect of my nice that causes tension. You know, everybody knows that stress is the number one killer in the world. On one level or another, it's the cause of diseases, it's the cause of mental health issues, it's the cause of suicide, it's the cause of a terrible thing, stress. And bitochen in every aspect of life will reduce that stress. So I think it's a very, very solid approach. And if it seems a bit much, I think it really seems to be something that could really change the quality of our lives.